From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. The Justice Department unseals new charges in last year's terrorism plot against New York City. As Dina Temple Raston reports, prosecutors say al-Qaeda not only directed the failed attack, but planned explosions in the UK, too.
When Denver shuttle bus driver Najibullah Zazi was arrested last year for plotting to blow up New York City transportation targets, U.S. prosecutors said it was one of the most serious threats against this country since 9/11. A new superseding indictment reveals that it was even more serious than originally thought. NPR reported months ago that senior al-Qaeda leaders had met with Zazi as he planned the attack, but prosecutors added a new name to that list of al-Qaeda leaders and a new name to the indictment, Adnan Shukri Juma. He's on the FBI's most wanted list. The indictment also revealed for the first time that there'd been a companion plot planned for targets in Manchester, England. Two UK men were indicted with planning that part of the operation. Dina Temple Raston, NPR News, New York.
The U.S. and Russia are working on a spy swap. Details are sketchy, but it appears that 10 people arrested as Russian agents last month could be traded for spies in Russia. Officials tell NPR News talks for a swap have been underway for days. The East Coast is still cooking under record-breaking three-digit temperatures today. Four midshipmen at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland, are being treated for heat exhaustion after running an obstacle course in 90-degree weather. And as millions of people struggle with the heat, Danielle Carson reports utilities are trying to make sure the power will keep flowing to help people stay cool.
With the heat wave expected to last through the end of the week, many power companies have set up command centers to track electricity use. There have been scattered power outages along the coast. For the next few days, utilities say keeping all that juice flowing will push the power grid that runs from Washington, D.C. to Chicago to the edge. But Andre Francis, spokesman for the utility company Pepco in Washington, D.C., says for now, there are no worries the system will buckle.
We're definitely keeping an eye on the temperature and, of course, staying cognizant of the fact that, you know, everybody wants to be comfortable and keep their AC on. As of right now, though, we have not reached our peak load record.
Power use so far is falling just short of the record set in the Northeast during a heat wave in 2006. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
Another glitch for the latest iPhone. AT&T says a software defect in its network is limiting upload speeds in some areas. AT&T says it's a problem in equipment made by Alcatel-Lucent, and a fix is in the works. Oil prices are above $73 in midday trading. Benchmark crude rose $1.52 to $73.50 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. And an upbeat earnings forecast from a Boston-based State Street corporation is pushing stocks higher. Right now on Wall Street, the Dow is up 187. Points. This is NPR. A Coast Guard helicopter has gone down in the waters off Washington State's Olympic Peninsula. The helicopter was carrying four crew members, and NPR's Martin Costi reports from Seattle.
The downed helicopter is an MH-60 Jayhawk, the kind of search and rescue helicopter that often comes to the aid of fishermen off the coast of Alaska. It was on a routine transfer flight from Oregon to Sitka, Alaska, when it went down off the Washington coast, not far from the town of La Push. Coast Guard Petty Officer Nathan Bradshaw says the cause of the accident is not yet known. Right now, the Coast Guard is concentrating on finding survivors.
At this point now, Station Quileute, which is the Coast Guard station in La Push, has launched a 47-foot motor lifeboat, a 25-foot response boat, and a 17-foot skiff.
Bradshaw says at least one survivor has been rescued by what he calls Good Samaritans, private boaters who were in the area. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.
West Virginia's governor wants a special election in November to fill the seat of the late Senator Robert Byrd. State election officials tell Governor Joe Manchin he should pick someone to fill the remaining 30 months of Byrd's term, but he is pushing for an opinion from the state's attorney general on whether an election can be held this year. One of Charles Manson's cohorts in the stabbing deaths of two people in California 41 years ago will remain in prison. Leslie Van Houten was denied parole again yesterday. She admitted taking part in the murders just a day after Manson and his followers killed five other people, including actress Sharon Tate. Van Houten apologized to the court, but it didn't work. She can try again in 3 years. From Washington, I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.